Okay, we are in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Zayin. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Zayin says, Hu haya Aymer. Rabbi Yaakov used to say, not too many Rabbi Yaakovs in Shas. You ever noticed there's no Rabbi Avraham in Shas? Or no Moshe, and no David, and no Shlomo? Those four names were apparently not used. There was a fear to use such holy names. Anyway, Hu Ayomer, Rabbi Yaakov used to say, Yofa Shoa Achas B'tshuva Ma'isim Tovim Ba'ilam Hazeh M'kol Chayei Olam Haba. A greater is 1 hour of tshuva Ma'isim Tovim in this world than all of the next world. V'yofa Shoa Achas Shal Kairis Ruach Ba'ilam Haba M'kol Chayei Olam Hazeh. And better is the pleasure of the next world in 1 hour than the entire this world. Now, if you read it simply, it's a contradiction. First it says that this world is greater than the other world, and then it says that the other world is greater than this world. Pshat is that in Maisim Tovim we only have this world. In Tshuva Maisim Tovim we only have this world that's greater than the next world. As far as pleasure, we only have the other world. The next world, the Hanoah, the pleasure of the next world is greater than this world. I remember still Rabbi Victor Miller once saying, you want to go skiing? By all means, go skiing. The next world, they have the best slopes. It says all the pleasure of the next world is better than the pleasure of this world. So he said, best slopes in the other world. So, and even there, you probably won't get killed while you ski, which seems to be what happens to people here. Anyway, this is the simple reading of the Mishnah, which all the Mefarshim agree on. Now, Chaim Volozhiner here, again, has a slightly different bent on the Mishnah. Let's see what he says. Yafishachas. He says, Ki ha'ived amenah shaloi l'kabel pras. He says, the two half of the Mishnahs talk to two different people. Someone who does avayda amenah shaloi l'kabel pras, ha'ived k'may shamed David. Somebody who does l'shma, and not for reward. So he's doing mitzvahs like David said, Gamayel al avdecha, echye ve'eshmer devarecha. David did mitzvah shalai lishma. He said, let me get my schar to live longer in this world, and then I'll be able to keep Hashem's commandments longer. Bikesh David, shim lo gemulai b'zeha aylam, b'ushiyich yevizka lishmar divrei Hashem, v'ziyakar b'enam v'kol nahare eidem. So you see, somebody's on the Lishma Madrega, he learns Torah not for Schar. So the Iker is Eilam Hazeh to him. The Iker pleasure is doing mitzvah. So for him, Shoa Achas in this world is more than all the other Schar. V'yema Amanas L'Kabel Pras. L'Zeh Yafash Achas B'Eilam Hazeh. V'yema Amanas L'Kabel Pras. You're somebody who does do it for the Schar. To him we say, Yafash Shoa Achas B'Eilam Habah M'Kochay Eilam Hazeh. That Eilam Haba is better. It depends. If you look at the schar as a pleasure, so that shachas of Eilam Haba is better than the Chol Chayei Eilam Hazeh. So here we have the source for the idea which is the dash from a pasuk, that for tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes off the schar to Eilam Haba. That it's silly to pay a person with the relatively meaningless schar of this world for doing mitzvahs, when the pleasure of Eilam Haba is greater than the anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give a person in this world. So therefore, the Schar of Tzaddikim is Lasid Lavei. And for a Rasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him his Gemul in this world, Lahavidai, to ultimately cause him not to have the Schar in the next world, which he doesn't deserve. So that is the idea of this Mishnah. And the Musar of it is, of course, the idea that Shah Achas B'tshuva Ma'asim Tovim in this world is better. Very often I have people who call me with DNR issues, with parents who are only, who are terminally ill, and their shal is about ending life early. There are situations where the Torah allows it, in certain places where Halacha doesn't allow it. But for the focus, I find that people are much better focused in such a sad situation, where they have goals. I tell them that if your parent will say one more Shema in this world, or one more Amen in this world, so that's Yafa Mekol Chayei Olam Haba. to live a little longer and to be able to do one more mitzvah, to be able to say one more amen, to be able to say Baruch Hashem, to express faith in God, that's worth more than everything. So as long as a person has conscious life, that is a that's a goal. Rav Palm Shita in general in the DNR debate was that as long as a person is capable of conscious life, he held very much, I don't know if I use the word makilim or machmirim, but the more stringent view. As long as a person is capable of conscious life, of doing a mitzvah, to keep him going as long as he can, where a person is b'derech hateva, no longer capable of conscious life, then the whole equation changes. You still not like kill the person, but the degree to which a person has to do things to keep him alive is not as necessary, so to say, because a person anyway can't do mitzvahs. But that's all based on this idea. I think I saw in the Likutei Sheish, one of the Likutei Sfar, I think B'Shem Rabbeinu Yaina in the Mishnah, he says Tshuva Ma'asim, really means Ma'asim Tovim. Yofishach is Ma'asim Tovim. But he says, you shouldn't think, some people think Ma'asim Tovim, you're nice to people, you do chesed, that itself is a purpose. So he says it has to come from Avodas Hashem. That's why he calls it Tshuva Ma'asim Tovim. That was the explanation that he brought for this, is that under the general rubric of Ma'asim Tovim? I'm not sure. Could be that in Talmud Torah it's Pshita that it's Yafa. Maybe the Chiddush is even Ma'asim Tovim. I'm not sure. Okay, and we've seen the style of Ruach Chaim. As he gets closer to the end of the Perek, gets this urge to get on to the next Perek. So the Mishnayos go more quickly. So we'll do the next four or five Mishnayos. Shimon Elazar Oimer, Al Tiratza Es Chavercha B'Shas Kasa, a very important lesson. Don't try to get a person to calm down. I shouldn't say calm down. Don't try to appease a person at the time that he's angry. When a person is furious, it's not the time that he's going to accept your I'm sorry. You got to wait. Ba'al Tinachmenu B'Shas Shemei Seimut L'Ofanav. And don't offer condolences before the mace is buried. It's not the nature of a person to accept condolences when the mace is there. Val tisha loy bishas nidroi. Now here it's a little trickier to translate. Val tisha loy bishas nidroi sounds like not to get him to back off of a neder when he makes the neder. Wait until, again, he calms down. Val tishta de loraisai bishas kilkolosai. And don't try to see a person when he's down. When he's down, wait. Don't let him have his pride. Now, in all these things, the similarity is that a human being has intellect, and his intellect doesn't run his life at the time that he's emotional. When a person's angry or bereaved or making the darim, that means he's very either inspired or frustrated. When a person is b'shas kilkolosai, these are not times that you can appeal to a person's seichel. So you have to let him calm down, and then try to talk to him in a logical way. That's what the Mishnah says. Chaim Volozhin says on the bottom, al teratza b'shas kasai, romzul b'zal, derech ma'im rabisei b'zal, chatos kaidim la'ayla. A carbon chatos comes before a carbon ayla in the Beis HaMikdash. Now we have a general rule in the Beis HaMikdash that we makriv first the carbon which is tadir, which is more common. Mekudash is first and tadir is first. Achatas and ayla, the ayla really should be before the chatas. The carbon ayla, which is totally sacrificed to Hashem, is more kaidesh than the chatas, which is partially eaten. And the ayla is also more tadir than a chatas. The obligation to bring an ayla is more frequent. Nevertheless, we break that rule and we offer the chatas first. And the reason we change that is because a chatas cleanses a person from an aveira. It brings forgiveness. So we'd say, first be forgiven. First clean yourself, so to speak. and then we'll bring the carbon oil. That's the idea. So even though technically an oil before a chatas, but we do a chatas before an oil. It's all based on the Gemara. We say in the Musaf, Tamidim kisidran, umusafim kihilchasan. We bring the Tamid in the Seder, and the Musaf like the Halacha. It doesn't make sense. We bring them both like the Halacha and both like the Seder. Tamidim kisidran, umusafim kihilchasan. So the explanation I've seen is that the Musaf, except for Shabbos, the Musaf always has an oila and a chatas. So the Tamidim we bring kisidran, but the Musafim we don't bring kisidran. The Seder is Oila first and Chata second. We bring a Kihil Chasam. Not the way the Torah writes it out, but the way the Halacha teaches us that it's better to bring a Chatas first and Oila second, to be cleansed first and then to bring the Oila. So Tamidim is Kisidran, the way it's written in the Torah. Musafim is Kihil Chasam, not the way it's written in the Torah. So he brings here on the bottom that Ramzu Bezeh, that even though Pashup Pshat is don't calm someone down when he's angry, refers to human beings, he says the remez is chatas kaidim loy. Look, I mean, chilat tzarach lechaper chetai, vakach yavid iron. First be forgiven and then bring a gift. Chay Ramzu gamheima, re'acha v're'a avicha. Hashem yisbarach, al teratzeu b'dairin, b'shoshadayin hu kayes, v'loy ki parto ponov. V'shapir nismach la mishnah b'le'a l'chuv ha'maisen taibim. Oh, so he's explaining why tshuva and then maisim taivim in brackets. First tshuva, cleanse yourself, and then maisim, and then do maisim taivim. So anyway, this is the idea that a person first has to get rid of the rust, and then you paint it, then you polish it. You don't polish it and then get rid of the rust. It's not going to work. First you have to scrape off the rust, and then you polish it. That's the idea of the chatas before. Mishnah Yotes, tell me what Shvera Mishnah Yotes. You ready? Shmuel HaKotnaimer, the humble Shmuel said, B'nefal ayivecha al tismach, when your enemies fall, don't rejoice. U'bikishloy, and when he stumbles, ayoga libecha, don't let your heart celebrate. Penyira Hashem v'rabe einav, God will see and it will be bad in his eyes, v'heshem mi'olav apay. And then God won't, punish your enemies. What's difficult about this Mishnah? Pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat. Sheshua kot noimer. What did he say exactly? This whole Mishnah is a pasuk. He's not saying a thing. Not saying anything. Every word in this Mishnah is just a pasuk. Shlomo HaMelech said this, not Shmuel HaKot. So the Mishnah is, it brings up Yipshat, it just means this was Margula Bapume, this was his byline, this is what he always used to say. He always used to tell people, B'nefoyle Vecha Al Tismach. Doesn't sound like the most important lesson that a person can have, so I don't know the personal history of Shmuel HaKot. But anyway, he used to teach this idea, that don't rejoice in other people's stumble, and other people's falling. There's no blessing in that. What? Shmuel Cotton? Velamal Shinim also fits very nicely. Shmuel Cotton is Misakin Velamal Shinim, and he's the one that's saying the Father Vech Al Tismach. It fits well that he was Misakin the Bracha for the fall of our enemies. And here he's quoting Shlomo HaMelech, but he's saying that if you want your enemies to fall, don't gloat over their misfortune. Mishnah Chaf, Elisha ben Avuya Aimer, Haloimed Yeled Lamahu Daima. What? Oh, I'm sorry, there's a Rachayim at the bottom. Pen Yira Hashem, I missed it, I'm passing, I'm Mishnah Yates. Yitachin Lefarish Milas Pen, Koi Alvahesha Me'olav Apai, Ki. Lepa'omim Nigzar Olav Shia Lavuz, Yismuchu Ayavav. Sometimes your enemy's gezeira may be that he'll fall until his enemy to rejoice. Sometimes it's just the pain that was in the exam. If part of his punishment is that his enemies will rejoice, so then that's what's happening. Sometimes the fall itself is the punishment, and if you're going to gloat, you're going to take some of that punishment and switch it. This fits with Rav Pam used to say that bizyaynos are the best yisurim. If a person has to have yisurim, the best yisurim is bizyaynos, is if you're put to shame for a moment. If someone shames you for a moment, it doesn't cost you health, it doesn't cost you money, you know, you end up, you blush and you go on with life. So he said the best of Yisurim are Bizyaynis. He said the Chafetz Chaim used to say, Veyis Tzumir, you say, woe to me that I'm an old Jew and no one embarrasses me, you know, no one puts me down. So he said those are the best Bizyaynis. So therefore with your enemies, don't give him those Bizyaynis. What he's saying is, if you're gonna gloat and cause him bizyaynis, that's going to be instead of his fall. And if you want him to fall and not be in a position of power, so don't gloat over it. Another paragraph. There was an episode with the death of Rav Arda Bar Ava where there were those that felt they had a hand in it. Don't have a hand in the fall of somebody, even your enemy. Better daven that your enemy, we're talking about somebody who's an enemy to Torah, should do tshuva. Okay, back to the Mishnahis. Mishlachav. Elisha ben Avuya. Oimer. Haloimid yelid lamahu daima. We all know this because we're already, not yeladim. We know that what you learn when you're young, lidyaik suva on the yarchadash. It's like written on clean paper. What your childhood memories stay with you. Haloimid, but if somebody who learns zakein, lamahu daima, when you get old, how old is old? Huh? How old is old? It says 60 is okay, no? I say ben shishim is lazikna, right? So, when somebody learns old, so he's like something written on yarmachuk, something that doesn't make as much an impression on the person. It's like learning, like writing on a paper that you previously erased something. Once you erase something, you write, it's not clear. What you learn when you're young is clear. When you learn your zakein is muddled, it's a little blurred. So I'm not 60, but I'm already reached this point. Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, wait, let's see what happens later. Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda ish kefar habavli yomer halaymei minaktanim lamahu daima. Someone who takes lessons from the young, he's similar loichal anovim keyos. Someone who eats, he so desires the grapes that he picks them before they ripen. So they're bitter grapes. And he drinks the wine from the press. If you learn from the elders, somebody who eats ripe grapes, and he drinks good wine, aged wine. So therefore, learn from this kenim, not from the ketanim. The most pointed episode in Tanakh about this is Rechavim, the son of Shlomo HaMelech. When Shlomo HaMelech died, the people told Rechavim to lower the taxes. So he got conflicting advice. The elders advised him, just talk nicely to the people. He didn't even say lower the taxes. He just said speak nicely to them, tell them you'll take them into account, you'll set up a committee to investigate and make recommendations, and just appease them. And his yeladim, his pals, told him, you show them who you are. You tell them, you think my father was tough? I'm tougher than my father. So he listened to the eights of the Eladim and not the Zakenim. That caused the splitting of the ten Shvatim and the two. That's the advice. Rabbi Yomer, al tistaka v'kankan elo b'mashi yeshbay. Don't look at the barrel, only what's in it. In Art Scroll, Rabbi Zlatowitz said that Rabbi did not sell books. He said, don't look at what's on the outside, look at what's on the inside. If you sell books, you gotta worry about the outside. It's not only books, actually. Sometimes you have a beautiful container that's full of something that's old. So it's an old container, shafil chadash ein bay, that hasn't got much in it. So chadash yashin here is talking about wine, where aged is a benefit. It's a short comment on the bottom. Halei mid zaki l'mao daima, aval makomak ein mayol, shim yisla sakein, yichte b'diyayay setayv. When you're old, don't give up. Just write with darker ink. Got to work harder on your learning when you're older, and it's not hopeless. The person could still have some hope.